This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music Row, and I've got the honor today to be sitting with Mr. Thomas Kane. Thomas, thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you, Bronson. Great to be with you.
I've been looking at you on the internet and researching you, so I don't know if your ears were burning or not. You've had a heck of a career.
So that's what that was.
How old were you when you started playing music?
I was 10 years old. I actually started by... My grandmother had an old pump organ, you know, where you pump the pedals.
Yeah.
And the pedals were broken, and I took some coat hangers and nails and tied it up there and wired it all up. And I actually taught myself to play because it was in Athens, Alabama, and it was nobody there but me and the organ, you know.
So but you also, you play trumpet.
I was a trumpet player, yeah, for many years. I studied trumpet from the time I was in junior high school all the way through college.
And you obviously had people in your family that played. There was music around the house?
I had, not immediately around my house, but I had cousins that were just phenomenal musicians. My cousin Dwayne Pig played in the Nashville Symphony Orchestra for years. He was an oboe player. And my cousin Henry Bass played clarinet, and he was just phenomenal. I mean, they were just brilliant players.
So you were born and raised in Nashville?
I was born in Athens, Alabama, which is a little town in North Alabama.
I knew that because you were just recently, a few years back, you were inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame.
Alabama Music Hall of Fame, that's right, man. It's fun. It was a lot of fun.
Boy, that had to be a huge honor.
Oh, well, it was wonderful. I must say it was really wonderful to be a part of that, you know, especially when you're from your home state, you leave and you kind of forget how important, you know, where you come from is.
Yeah.
What is it really important, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it was great. And I've been going to the Alabama Hall of Fame induction ceremonies ever since, too. Wow. Just came from the one this year. I came from the one in Montgomery, down in Montgomery. They had one. It was really great.
Wow.
Just when all the great music is put, you know, sent around most of the shows.
You were actually graduated from TSU with a Bachelor in Music Education.
Absolutely.
And you've also actually come up with some programs.
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff, man, you know, starting with teaching in and going into the hood, teaching little kids how to play the piano. I did that for 3 years through the Metro Park systems. I just eventually came from there and came right into the music business in 76, full-time, and this is all I've done since.
You perform as a trio? Is that your...
I have a quartet.
Quartet.
But depending on how the money is, if the money...
Sometimes it's a trio.
It's a trio.
I understand. I can relate. It is Nashville, but...
You know, and you know, people call me. I go out of town. You know, I go all over the area. You know, around here playing. Man, it's so much. It's so great. I just love it. You know.
So, besides the piano, trumpet, organ, do you play any other instruments, or those are the three that you specialize in?
I sing. That's the other instrument. That's it.
What was it like opening for Red Charles?
Oh my God, man, that was incredible. We were at Vanderbilt University, and It was just totally amazing because I've always loved his piano playing. To be able to be on the same stage with Ray Charles was just like the absolute, just the greatest.
Oh, it had to be. You played with a lot of great artists.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I've just being around Nashville and different parts of the South, you know, I've had a chance to just be an opening act for all of the great players, you know, from George Benson to Donny Hathaway to Bill Withers and people like Ramsey Lewis, and you know, and on and on. And it's just been a fulfilling thing, you know, to be in front of a huge audience and just perform, man. It's just... Make the hair rise.
You're lighting up just thinking about it, man. I know. I didn't see you getting me all excited. I got goosebumps on my arms.
It's incredible. Yeah.